And the vale of Siddim was full of slime pits. And the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and fell there. And they that remained fled to the mountain. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Then Abraham gave up the ghost, and died in a good old age, an old man, and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And Isaac gave up the ghost, and died, and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And I saw in my dream, and behold, 7 ears came up in 1 stalk full and good. And it came to pass, when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. Else if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thy houses. And the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. And Moses said, This shall be, when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings which ye murmured against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses said unto Aaron, Take a pot, and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. If the sun be risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him, for he should make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. And if thou offer a meat offering of thy first fruits unto the Lord, thou shalt offer for the meat offering of thy first fruits green ears of corn dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense beaten small, and bring it within the veil. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom, and the land become full of wickedness. And if a man sell a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it is sold. Within a full year may he redeem it. And if it be not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall be established for ever to him that bought it throughout his generations. It shall not go out in the jubilee. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And his offering was 1 silver charger, the weight thereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them were full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, 1 spoon of 10 shekels of gold full of incense. He offered for his offering 1 silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, 1 spoon of gold of 10 shekels full of incense. His offering was 1 silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. His offering was 1 silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. His offering was 1 silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. His offering was 1 silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. The golden spoons were 12 full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece after the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the spoons was 120 shekels. And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God, to do less or more. If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord, to do either good or bad of mine own mind. But what the Lord saith, that will I speak. And houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. And she shalt put the raiment of her captivity from off her, and shall remain in thine house, and bewail her father and her mother a full month. And after that thou shalt go in unto her, and be her husband, and she shall be thy wife. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor, and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And it was so, for he rose up early on the morrow, and thrust the fleece together, and wringed the dew out of the fleece a bowl full of water. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, and there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren hath borne 7, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. Wherefore David arose and went, he and his men, and slew of the Philistines 200 men. And David brought their foreskins, and they gave them in full tale to the king, that he might be the king's son-in-law. And Saul gave him Michal, his daughter, to wife. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. And he smote Moab, and measured them with a line, casting them down to the ground. Even with 2 lines measured he to put to death, and with 1 full line to keep alive. And so the Moabites became David's servants, and brought gifts. And it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shears in Baal-Hazor, which is beside Ephraim, and Absalom invited all the king's sons. So Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem, and saw not the king's face. And after him was Shammah the son of Agi the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, Make this valley full of ditches. And when thou art come in, and thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof wild gourds his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. And there came a man from Baal Shalisha, and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and full ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, Give unto the people, that they may eat. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And they went after them unto Jordan. And lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king. And Jehu drew a bow with his full strength, and smote Jehoram between his arms, and the arrow went out at his heart, and he sunk down in his chariot. And Jehu sent through all Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left that came not. And they came into the house of Baal, and the house of Baal was full from one end to another. Shallum the son of Jabesh began to reign in the 39th year of Uzziah king of Judah. And he reigned a full month in Samaria. He was with David at Pasdemim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where was a parcel of ground full of barley. And the people fled from before the Philistines. Then David said to Ornan, Grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And King David said to Ornan, Nay, but I will verily buy it for the full price, for I will not take that which is thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings without cost. So when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon his son king over Israel. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. But Jehoiada waxed old, and was full of days when he died. And 130 years old was he when he died. And they took strong cities, and a fat land, and possessed houses full of all goods, wells digged, vineyards, and olive yards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they did eat, and were filled, and became fat, and delighted themselves in thy great goodness. When Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. Then went Haman forth that day joyful and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he stood not up nor moved for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. When I lie down, I say, When shall I arise, and the night be gone? And I am full of tossings to and fro under the dawning of the day. If I be wicked, woe unto me. And if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion. Therefore see thou mine affliction, for it in should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Man that is born of a woman is a few days, and full of trouble. His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. One dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow. For I am full of matter, the spirit within me constraineth me. Even so would he have removed thee out of the strait into a broad place, where there is no straitness, and that which should be set on thy table should be full of fatness. So Job died, being old and full of days. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He said, From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. Man did eat angels' food. He sent the meat to the full. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. My soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. That our garners may be full, affording all manner of store. That our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than an house full of sacrifices with strife. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Lest I be full and deny thee and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Better is an handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be, and what shall be after him, who can tell him? If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. How is the faithful city become an harlot? It was full of judgment. Righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. But wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, and owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there. For the waters of Dimon shall be full of blood, for I will bring more upon Dimon, lions upon him that escapeth of Moab, and upon the remnant of the land. Thou that art full of stirs, a tumultuous city, a joyous city, thy slain men are not slain with the sword, nor dead in battle. And it shall come to pass that thy choicest valley shall be full of chariots, and the horsemen shall set themselves in array at the gate. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire. Thy sons have fainted, they lie at the head of all the streets, as a wild bull in a net. They are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God. Even a full wind from those places shall come unto me. Now also will I give sentence against them. For thus hath the Lord said, The whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery, and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. Go ye up upon her walls, and destroy, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. Nevertheless, in those days, saith the Lord, I will not make a full end with you. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad, and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. Within 2 full years will I bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. And Hananiah spake in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, Drink ye wine. Fear thou not, O Jacob my servant, saith the Lord, for I am with thee. For I will make a full end of all the nations whither I have driven thee. But I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. Yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princes among the provinces, how is she become tributary? He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. Then said he unto me, The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceeding great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say, The Lord hath forsaken the earth, and the Lord seeth not. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub, and stood over the threshold of the house. And the house was filled with a cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. And their whole body, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels, were full of eyes round about, even the wheels that they four had. And it came to pass, when I prophesied, that Pelatiah the son of Benaiah died. Then fell I down upon my face, and cried with a loud voice, and said, Ah, Lord God, wilt thou make a full end of the remnant of Israel? And say, Thus saith the Lord God, A great eagle with great wings, long-winged, full of feathers, which had divers colors, came unto Lebanon, and took the highest branch of the cedar. Thy mother is like a vine in thy blood, planted by the waters. She was fruitful and full of branches by reason of many waters. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. I will also water with thy blood the land wherein thou swimmest, even to the mountains, and the rivers shall be full of thee. When I shall make the land of Egypt desolate, and the country shall be destitute of that whereof it was full, when I shall smite all them that dwell therein, then shall they know that I am the Lord. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And he shall eat fat till he be full, and drink blood till he be drunken of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. I saw also the height of the house round about. The foundations of the side chambers were a full reed of 6 great cubits. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Behold, I am pressed under you, as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Woe to the bloody city! It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness! No man can serve. When it was full, they drew to shore, and sat down, and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity.
For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. When I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took he up? And they said, 7. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink, saying, Let alone. Let us see whether Elias will come to take him down.
Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being forth. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. And the Lord said unto him, Now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores and desire. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. He was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And when they heard these sayings, they were full of wrath, and cried out, saying, Great is Diana of the Ephesians! And being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, his mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Now ye are full, now ye are rich, ye have reigned as kings without us. And I would to God ye did reign, that we also might reign with you. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God.
that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgment of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God who liveth for ever and ever. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain and blasphemy. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife.